すべては合格のために。
建築関連資格の総合資格学院の提供でお送りします。
This is Architecture Radio Japan. Now we are in the Nanyodo bookshop. And today, the Taiwan architects, Taiwan young architects come here. And they will have the exhibition in Yokohama Triennale. It's a special linked program, Shin Minatomura Project. And they will have the exhibition in the Kenchike Radio booth. And so it's the exhibition is linked to this Kenchike Radio also. Mm-hmm. And I'd like them to explain the exhibition, what they will hear, and explain about the Taiwan young generation's architects also. Mm-hmm. So please, in the first, introduce by yourself.
Good day. Thank you for Masuda-san. I'm Wang Che, and now Eric Liu is also with me together here. And this time, about our team, all the team members of this time, we called it Little People Architect. And the members, the curator is Xia Shoutezi of the Asia University lecturer. And in the members, the first team is me, Che Wang, and Eric Liu. And another, the second one is Cooper Fang. The third is Hatalo, maybe not Hatalo, and Hidelin, Yifeng Cho, and Fengchuan Shouya, architect office. We all of us all come from Tonghua University, so actually we cannot be. We cannot say we are the whole Taiwan young generation, but we are part of them. And this time, some of us, we have some maybe working experience in Japan, like me, and like Eric Yu, he worked for Germany office. So actually, we have some other countries' experience and then come back to Taiwan. So this kind of the experience can help us to rethink about what Taiwanese architect should be in the future. So this time, we have some of us who have some single houses project, which actually is seldom opportunity in Taiwan. And some of us, because of the, we before had a chance of the exhibition in Tainan, we did some housing project. So this time there will be some housing project and some houses project, but by different team, different thinking of point to think what may be the next step for ourselves and for the whole Taiwan housing architecture future. So maybe Eric, you can say some else more.
Hello everyone, I'm Eric Yu, and I born in Taiwan, and I graduated from the Donghai University too. So in this team, actually everyone, we know each other and stand by. So in this exhibition, so it's a really good chance for me and to see the other countries like Japan or the many kinds other
architects,
yes.
Projects.
Yeah. So I really feel it's a good chance for me and to learn to dialogue to the every other countries. And so because I learned architecture before, my major is a landscape. So in our project we use the many landscape and architecture to combine and to see the open house is very fluid, like so many gardens, many different gardens, and we can have the new connects with our community.
Yeah.
Yes, so maybe everyone can check our our projects or to see how Taiwan can do.
We hope we can make it in Rio.
Thank you very much. I heard that your team, Little People Architects,
yeah.
Is grouped to join the Venture Biennale. I think your team is very ambitious. And how do you think about another architects in your generation, in Taiwan architects? Mm-hmm. You said that all you graduated from the Tonghua University.
Yes.
But Tonghua University is in Taichung. So how do you think the another architects, for example, in Tainan or in Taipei, architects, especially in the same generation, or other maybe, I think Sha Sote-san is a bit elder generation. So how do you think about the situation in Taiwan architects,
young architects
world?
Actually, we have a lot of communication and connection with, and you know, Taiwan is not very big, so we always go Taipei, Tainan, even go to the east. And yes, there's a lot of my friends who is in this generation, and everyone is very, very, how to say, 頑張ります. So, yeah, as you say, maybe the differences of the city will affect a little bit. Especially like the city Tainan, the south of Taiwan, because it is more historic city. So architects there, especially some young architects there, are thinking how to combine the historic and extend to the future. How to renew it? So more people will think about this. And Taipei is the capital of Taiwan. So there are so many so many interaction, so many communication, a lot of events and activities. So the speed is a little bit more quicker than in Taichung. So in our generation, as I know, it's really good chance for us at this time. Maybe you also know there are so many big projects like Toyota-san, and the Meccano, Remco House OMA, they got a lot of competitions in Taiwan. Yeah, sometimes people say that it's not good just for foreign country to get the project, but actually it's very good chance for us to learn during this period. Yeah, so as I the situation now, I'm in Ito-san's site, that every day I can challenge to myself. I think that's good, very good timing and good chances for me. And some of the Taiwanese set up the office in other country. For example, Eric Hsu's office, Michael Lin, he set up in German. So I think maybe Eric, you can say something about this kind of situation and how it affects and how different it is about the normal situation office in Taiwan, right?
Actually, our friend is in Germany, Münster, and so our thinking is many, how to say, is very close with the Western country. Yeah. So, and the building type and all the things. So it will make our construction more to have the many kinds of details to learn about it, and so I think it's another chance for the Taiwan to the future, and so I just think maybe the thinking, the different thinking type, and it will be have a some kind of dialogue and or the fighting or for us. So I just think it's cool.
Yeah. On the other hand, maybe some of our generation is already going to China. Yeah, as people know that there are so many projects every day, huge one, unbelievably one. Yeah, even it's out, the scale is out of our imagination.
But which cities? Shanghai?
Yeah, Shanghai, Beijing, mm-hmm. there are some. Of course, many people will go there. Mm-hmm. But except that, for example, in our team, the Fengchuan Xiuya, they had a project in Zhengzhou. Yeah, it's already more inside China, maybe the second or the third level of the city. There are so many new opportunities there, actually. And in some of my friends go Sichuan. Yeah, maybe because Taiwanese can speak Chinese easily, so the culture is the same. So they are another kind of field to see the future about maybe in China.
Is there something, conflict or a problem by the political situations?
Yes, of course, there from government to government, maybe there are some political situations, yeah, and we don't know what will happen in the future. But about ourselves as a professional field, is actually the connection is day by day growing. Yeah, maybe last month, the Beijing Art Academy and the Shanghai University just came, and we had a lot of the communication about how do they think about the China future and how do they think about Taiwan architecture. Yeah, actually this kind of communicating can inspire me a lot. So maybe not political issue, yeah, but professional communication, that's great.
Okay, so I'd like to pose a very simple question.
Yeah.
The Taiwan architecture, or you yourself, which influence is more bigger than by Japanese one or Western countries one?
I think during different period, it's a little bit different. So I cannot say which one is more. Because there are some people are very influenced by Japan, and some people are very influenced by America, and some people are because they study in Europe. So these kind of themes will affect them a lot. But I think that's a good point for us, because this kind of different kind of point of value will affect to each other, and then make me and make us to rethink what should we be, what should we do. What is our self situation? And that kind of the difference can make us to more clear about what is our culture, our architecture. That's what I think.
I think this question is a very general point for the growing country.
Yeah.
So many different countries we go to have got a job and learn something, come back to Taiwan. And so this time, I think, so like me and Che, we are different countries company, but we do this exhibition, this project, we can have many kind of dialogue on this project. So we can see what is really different and what is the point for us to do the Taiwan building and for local sites. And yes, so I think it's a good question for me, and but it's a general point. Yes.
Thank you very much. I should add the one thing of the difference of the Europe and America, because I had that in Taiwan, maybe Sha San said Big Brother.
Yeah.
For example, the most famous Taiwan Big Brother who constructed, I forgot the name of the Taiwan architect, who the Taipei 101.
Li Zhuyuan.
I think in his generation, they are influenced by the American architecture. But after maybe Taiwan architecture, especially for example the Mr. David Sensei, some architects affected by European.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think that in Taiwan, how to say, the architects are a bit different. It depends on the generation. Mm. So that's what I'm very interested in your generation. And if you have something to say about the relationships to, especially for you, could you tell me what you are thinking of the your influence or your identity?
Yeah, to me, yes, I'm influenced more by Japan, and I think Eric is saying very good. What he said was very good. Actually, he spoke is from German, so but we can communicate to each other, because I think there's something very common among us. I think that common is the core value. It's set up by maybe our normal living and by our background, because I think that's what you said is the identity come from. Even we have some idea or some technique from different countries, but I think we can find the overlap part. That's our core value, I think.
As for the identity, I think it's very more complex situation in Taiwan because there is three origin from continent and from Taiwan and South East Asia. So as for the originality, it's very difficult, but it's also very interesting for me, especially the relationships with architecture. How do you think about this very complex situation in Taiwan?
To me, that's very good. Yeah, some people will say that it's not good, maybe the identity is not so clear. But I think this kind of chaos situation is kind of identity. Yeah. So to me, that's very good. I can enjoy very pure, very minimalism project, but I can also very enjoy the chaos, conflicted, complicated project. Because I think that's not about the outlooking, not about the form, but about the way how we survive, how we live. Because our living is, as you say, it's more a lot of people that come from different places, and our communicating some. So at least the Taiwanese can speak at least three languages, right? Some people can say more, and there are more than 10 languages in Taiwan. Yeah. So this kind of a changing. For example, now I'm interviewed, but I need to speak in English. But maybe later I need to speak a little bit Japanese. So this kind of changing in mind, in brain, it's very normal in our situation. I think that's will affect.
I think the identity is the most important for us to think about it, because many our friends or others or go to many different country, but maybe we work very long for them. We will forget what is important in Taiwan or how to do the Taiwan's building. And so I think identity is for us is maybe the most important on this step for us for thinking about it. And but by the way, in Taiwan have some traditional building or culture, but it's not a very long time. So I think the identity for the country, well, the clear identity you need to have a long time and long
develop.
History to develop. Yes. So I think it's for us is very many kinds of to combine and to think about it. It's a good step for us.
Just this moment.
So. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And at the end, maybe concerning your exhibition, if you have something message, or if you have something point that we should see. please tell us that about the exhibition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about the exhibition, I think that's maybe people can think about maybe during the conversation like today, we have some different image about Taiwan's future housing. So for us, maybe for our team, like the Fullred Garden Houses, maybe people can see more about the relationship between different units and different voice spaces. And about the team of Fang Wei, Cooper Fang, he's thinking about people in Taiwan or in the South Taiwan, they always want to own a land. So not to just create a house, but a house with a land. That's an interesting point. On other projects, like Hata Lose, yeah, he's translated the traditional symbol into the more contemporary spaces. It's a kind of a combination. And about Feng Chuan Xiuya, they think about the how to use the local technique to create more organic facade and foam and about the spaces. And about Lin Jianhua, Hide Lin, their team is thinking about how to create a housing in very real situation, but with nice space qualities. So their project follow every regulation. They check a lot of structural issues, but create new kind of nicer space qualities housing. I think this point can make visitor can see and give us some opinions. That will be very great communication and dialogue.
Thank you very much, and we are very looking forward to seeing your exhibition.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.